budget for home help and home care in 2015 was just over 300 million. This year it's 446 million. So that's a 50% increase in 4 years. And while there has been an increase in population in the last 4 years, while the population has aged slightly in the past 4 years, and while the cost of home care has increased in the past 4 years, it hasn't increased by 50%. So it's reasonable for us as citizens and taxpayers to expect a much better service for a 50% increase in funding. It is the responsibility of HSE and government to make sure that happens. In terms of what's provided for this year, an extra 30 million is provided for, and that will provide 18.3 million hours of home support, and that's an increase of 800,000 on last year. So that's 800,000 more hours this year than last year, which is a very significant increase. And in a note I was provided with earlier today, I'm informed that that does take account of the Tyco decision and the fact that home helps are paid for their travelling time. But as I say, we're trying to get to the bottom of this ourselves, and we're very keen to make sure that the extra 800,000 hours of home help that is funded and has been voted for by this Oireachtas is actually delivered to the people who need it.
Deputy Doherty, 1 minute.
Look, Taoiseach, as I said, I recognise the fact that there has been an increase in the budget, but there's also an increase in the cost of providing the service. There's also an increase in the amount of people that need this service. And we know all of that in relation to the delayed discharges, the number of people that are in trolleys. Let's put it like this, and I'm sure that every deputy in this House knows of, if not multiple cases, at least single cases in their constituency, where there are people in our acute hospitals that are medically discharged and should be at home, but aren't at home because there is no home care supports for them. Now, let's look at the numbers of that there, Minister, and you know this coming from a medical profession. It costs the state €6,000 to have somebody in an acute bed. It costs them per week €6,000, €160 if they can get the home care support package. This represents huge inefficiencies, and we talk about inefficiencies and wastage in health. It makes absolutely no sense that patients who are medically discharged are not being able to go back into their home environment because there is a blunt instrument from the HSE to say that we have run out of money and we cannot provide the home care supports for you. Minister, there was a need for an additional allocation. There was a need for more money. We argued for that at the time, but whatever about that, we now know the facts. We now know that there are 6,000 people in waiting lists. We now know that there are countless others who have had hours cuts. We now know that there is a situation where home help hours are not going to be provided until November. And we now know that the HSE and home help hours that come back into the system aren't going to put them back out, aren't going to recycle them or reallocate them. Mm-hmm. Minister, we need more than a debate. You are in charge. Your minister is in charge. This is huge inefficiency. Deputy. This is huge waste. And this is causing serious distress to the patients, to their families, to their carers. I'm asking you to act quickly on this.
We are going to act on this, and Minister Daly is going to meet with the chief officers of the 9 community healthcare organisations next week to see how we can resolve this issue. But I do need to come back to this basic, important and fundamental point. The budget for home help has increased by 50% in 4 years. It's gone up from 300 million to 450 million this year. Wage inflation is about 2 or 3% a year. Demographics and ageing might account for 1 or 2% extra a year. That's nowhere close to a 50% increase. So what's happening, and it's happening very commonly, unfortunately, in health and social care, is that huge amounts of additional money are being put in, much more than is required to cover demographics and inflation. Yet citizens and patients and people are not getting the service that they should be getting or the increased service they should be getting. So we must have learned by now, when it comes to health and social care, that just allocating more money all the time is not the solution. If it was the solution, the 50% increase in the past 4 years would have provided a much greater and better service. And we need to listen to the advice of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council on that. And we need to listen to our own common sense on that, that major increases in spending on health and social care in recent years to record levels beyond demographics, beyond inflation, has not provided the better services that people deserve, that patients need, and taxpayers pay for. The solution is not always more money.